This is an iHeart podcast.
The best AI assistant isn't one that knows the whole world. It's one that knows your world. A custom assistant built on Watson X with IBM's Granite models can leverage your trusted data, be easily trained on your workflows, and integrate with your apps. It can be tuned to do just what you need, because the more AI knows about your world, the more it can help you do. Learn more at ibm.com/productivity. IBM, let's create.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You heard it before many times. Water is life. But do you know that almost half of the homes on the Navajo Reservation do not have clean running water? With your support, St. Bonaventure Indian Mission and School is ready to give water to Navajo families. So we invite you to help provide this precious gift of life to those in need. Contrary to many average Americans, Navajo families survive on just 10 gallons of water per day. You can help support St. Bonaventure's water delivery program by going to stbonaventuremission.org.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Have you ever felt that uneasy anxiety when the 4 p.m. hour strikes, the creeping meal-related distress that happens when you don't quite feel prepared? You know, dinner dread?
Let's get rid of that unpleasant feeling forever with one word, Stouffer's. No matter what happens, you'll have a dinner plan that everyone loves with Stouffer's.
Some chicken enchiladas or a cheesy chicken and broccoli pasta bake is always welcome, whether it is plan A or plan D. Licious.
Not gonna lie, I eat the lasagna once a week. And that's a fact. When the clock strikes dinner, think Stouffer's. Shop now for family favorites.
This is Our American Stories, and we bring you stories of all sorts on this program. And today we bring you a story about a catastrophe of epic proportions that took place in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here's Jesse.
You can inflate a balloon in 3 seconds, 4 seconds, I understand. How long is it going to take these kids with no experience?
We're figuring that they'll do about 2 to 3 balloons a minute. I've been doing this since I was 15 years old, so it's unfair to compare. But 2 to 3 balloons a minute, each kid is going to do correctly about 700 balloons or so for the day. And we'll do it in about 4 to 6 hours, all the balloons.
In September of 1986, United Way of Cleveland, Ohio set a world record by releasing almost 1.5 million balloons up into the sky.
Don't remember, folks, don't park on the square because this ain't the place for your car this weekend. Back to you.
Sounds like fun, David.
The event was intended to be a harmless fundraising publicity stunt, but the balloons drifted back over the city, Lake Erie, and land in the surrounding area, causing problems for traffic and the nearby airport.
I understand we might have a northerly wind, too, so they'll all wind up over Canada.
The stunt was coordinated by Balloon Art, a Los Angeles-based company that spent 6 months preparing for this. A rectangular structure the size of a city block measuring 250 feet by 150 feet and rising 3 stories high, covered with a one-piece net of woven mesh material, was set up to hold the balloons. Inside the structure, 2,500 students and other volunteers spent many hours filling balloons with helium.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from downtown Cleveland, it's Big Chuck and Little John in front of the biggest happening around.
They originally planned to release 2 million balloons, but stopped at over 1.4 million.
What is your name?
Tanya Pugh.
Okay, Tanya, show everybody what you have on your hands there. What are those?
The tape bandages.
Okay, and what are they for?
They're for getting away from sores. Sores from your hand.
Okay. Did you get any blisters?
Yeah, three.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
Okay.
The children would sell sponsorships to benefit United Way at the price of $1 for every two balloons that were purchased.
Okay, Chuck, as you can see, they're going strong, they're blowing them up. I still think they have the record. Back to you, Chuck.
It's Cleveland, it's your time. It's time to say yes, it's time to say it is a happening city. We are on the move. It's no longer the butt of jokes or anything. I've been in this city now for 6 months, and I absolutely love it. You know, my wife and I have even talked about moving here, and our friends in L.A. think we're nuts.
On Saturday, September 27th, 1986, with a rainstorm approaching, organizers decided on an early release of the balloons at about 1:50 p.m. Eastern.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here
take
we go.
Take away, lift off.
Amazing. And the far end is up, and there they go, John.
Close to 1.5 million balloons rose up from Cleveland's public square surrounding Terminal Tower.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no mistake on the lake anymore. Cleveland has now broken the Guinness Book of World Records and released over 1,500,000 balloons. Think of that, Chuck. The Guinness Book of World Records, the Cleveland home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All of this in Cleveland, Ohio.
The All-American City.
Now, typically, a helium-filled latex balloon that's released outdoors will stay up in the air long enough to be deflated before it descends to Earth. However, the Balloon Fest balloons were hit with a front of cool air and rain, which caused them to drop towards the ground, still inflated, clogging the land and waterways of Northeast Ohio. Two fishermen who had gone out on September 26th were reported missing by their families the day of the event.
It's been an exhausting search for these Coast Guardsmen. They've been out on the water most of the day looking for two 40-year-old Cleveland men, Skip Sullivan and Raymond Broderick. They went out fishing about an hour before last night's heavy storm blew through. This is their boat, a pair of life jackets still in it, along with a hat and a fishing pole. The boat's motor is gone. Its sides are battered, apparently from pounding all night against this section of the breakwall off Edgewater Park. That's where the Coast Guard found the boat about 8:30 this morning.
When the crew tried to spot the fishermen floating in the lake, the balloons in the water made it impossible to spot anyone in the lake.
Ironically, that big balloon launch in Cleveland today is one of the things that's making this search so tough for the Coast Guard. Can you imagine trying to find somebody floating out here or even spotting a life jacket with all these balloons on the water?
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack here because you're looking for more or less a head or an orange life jacket, and here you have couple hundred thousand orange balloons, and it's just hard to decipher which is which.
On September 29th, the Coast Guard suspended its search. The fishermen's bodies were subsequently washed ashore.
Because of weather, 60% of the balloons launched landed here instead of the planned 10%. Many of them were found on Lake Erie.
The local airport had to shut down a runway. Traffic collisions were also reported as drivers swerved to avoid slow-motion blizzards of multicolored balloons.
But the balloons that covered the lake and caused concern on Saturday are no longer here today. No one's quite sure where they went, but at least they're no longer posing a threat to fish and wildlife, and they're not littering the lake.
While the event was a total loss and a complete disaster, the 1988 copy of the Guinness Book of World Records recognized the event as a world record largest ever mass balloon release, with 1,429,643 balloons launched. And that is Balloon Fest 86. For Our American Stories, I'm Jesse Edwards.
We have a real story to tell you. This is not, we're not making this up. It's really happened. Mary Ellen bought two bunches of balloons to give to John and I here. She came down, and one of the bunches of balloons she had tied to her watch. And the watch opened up, and the balloons took the watch, and it's now going out east somewhere. So John and I say, if anybody finds Mary Ellen's watch tied to a bunch of balloons like this, and if you return it to the station, we'll have all kind of rewards for you.
And great job, as always, on that, Jesse. And by the way, share our stories with your friends and send your stories to us, because we'll make them happen. This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, and I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to Our American Stories on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, or wherever you get our podcasts. Any story you missed or want to hear again can be found there daily. Again, please subscribe to the Our American Stories podcast on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or anywhere you get your podcasts. It helps us keep these great American stories coming.
Your dream getaway?
Welcome in.
Starts at the airport. With Amex Platinum, you get access to the Centurion Lounge where you can find space to send off that last work email, fill up on premium dining, and finally, relax for up to 3 hours before takeoff. You might even wish your layover could last just a little longer.
Flight to Mexico, now boarding.
Oh, that's me.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. For more information, visit americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we can be connected here and there.
Dad, the cousins in Mexico have a surprise for you.
Listos todos. Una, dos.
And enjoy the gift of staying connected.
Switch and start saving today. Get 4 Samsung Galaxy S25 phones with Galaxy AI on us and 4 lines for just $25 per line. Plus, nonstop talk, text, and data between U.S. and Mexico. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-Mobile. 1-800-T-Mobile. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Behind every successful business is a vision. Bringing it to life takes more than effort. It takes the right financial foundation and support. That's where Chase for Business comes in. With convenient digital tools, helpful resources, and personalized guidance, we can help your business forge ahead confidently. Learn more at chase.com/business. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. The Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2025 JPMorgan Chase & Company.
You heard it before many times. Water is life. But do you know that almost half of the homes on the Navajo Reservation do not have clean running water? With your support, St. Bonaventure Indian Mission and School is ready to give water to Navajo families. So we invite you to help provide this precious gift of life to those in need. Contrary to many average Americans, Navajo families survive on just 10 gallons of water per day. You can help support St. Bonaventure's water delivery program by going to stbonaventuremission.org.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and
joy.
This is an iHeart podcast.